Shabbos Nachem, with Shabbos Parshas Vaschanan. I speak to you today from the airport, where I will shortly, Be'ezus Hashem, board an airplane to go to Eretz Yisrael. How appropriate the parasha of Eschanan El Hashem, like Rabbeinu Davened so much to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael so easily. Maybe we should daven in Eschanan, the 515 tefillos, that our trip to Eretz Yisrael should be meaningful, should have a kavana in the brachas of Shemina Esrei, which talk about becoming closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as we come to the schus of coming to Eretz Yisrael. In this week's parasha, the Ayel Sashachar Steinman has an extraordinary vart, it's actually a diuk in the psukim in this week's parasha, regarding somebody who's able to go to Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of Perek Dalet, the pasuk says, "Ata Yisrael Shema Elachukim Amishpatim Asher Neichim Melamed Eschem La'asayis." The pasuk says that the mitzvahs are for living in Eretz Yisrael. In pasuk Yudalit, the pasuk says you have the mitzvahs to be able to do them in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabban asks, to do them in Eretz Yisrael, I have the mitzvahs in everywhere in the world. And the Rabban answers, that still, when you do the same mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, it's a greater kiyum mitzvah, it's more of a kiyum mitzvah, more of an accomplishment than doing it in Chutz La'aretz. So Steinman, in the Yalta Shaka, says, let's say you have a person who's on an airplane, and he has a choice. He could daven mimcha on plane, but he could wait till he lands in Eretz Yisrael. Or like this year, somebody who could say Kiddush Levana in Chutz La'aretz, or he could say, and wait till he gets to Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out, so Rav Steinman from this Ramban, that it's better to be mekayim the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, because the Ramban says that in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is on a darga gavaya, on a higher darga, on a higher level. And that's what he says as halacha l'maisa. Now, whether halacha l'maisa, this is a psak, he writes parenthetically that maybe his reason is more important. But the Musa Shabbai, the idea of an appreciation of Kiyum Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, is the main Nakuda. The Gemara says in Kiddushim Memtes, Asara Kavin Yaisi Yardal Olam. 9 Kavim of beauty went down to the world. Tes Natla Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is 9 Kavim, 9 of the 10 measures of beauty that were given to cities of the world. L'chayrit Shver. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Chesam Adayis, if Neima ain't Chami Tveria be Yerushalayim, if Neima ain't Peiris Kenaisa be Yerushalayim, why aren't the hot waters of Tveria or the beautiful Peiris of northern Israel in Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says that people shouldn't say I'm being Oyla Regel because of the beauty, because of the Chamin. The Shver. It says, Asar Karvin Yaisi Yoda La'ilam Tisha Metu Yerushalayim. There are other aspects of beauty in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara Pesachim says that there should be no other aspects of beauty. Rav Gedal Yeshua in Dar Gedal Yo in Parshas Azriya, page Lamites, says something beautiful. He says, what is the Yaisi of Yerushalayim? What is that beauty? It's not physical beauty. Of course there's physical beauty. But it's an appreciation of Ruchnius, similar to the Koran or Panav of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone because of Ruchnius. And Klal Yisrael was overwhelmed by it. The same thing in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has an ability to connect Ruchnius with Gashmius. That's the Yaisi of Yerushalayim. The Yaisi of Yerushalayim is that beauty. Rav Yechanan said, Ana Yishtar Mishipura Yerushalayim. I remain from the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. He wasn't talking about outward beauty. He wasn't talking about physical beauty. We saw that the beauty of Yerushalayim, we learned in Echa, v'yaitse mi basiyah in kol hadara, that beauty, the beauty that's worth taking note of, that beauty is the beauty that we have to appreciate. That beauty is a connection of Ruchnius in the Gashmiistic world. There are some people who are zeicha to it. Bali Tshuva especially feel the Ruchnius in Yerushalayim. We all need, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, to try to see the yaitse Yerushalayim, the beauty of Yerushalayim. That nekuda, a beauty which attracts a person. And that beauty is a connection in the gashmiistic world with the ruchnius that exists in the world. Shlomo Kluger in Parsha Shalach has an extraordinary vart on the idea of the beauty of Eretz Yisrael and how it affects a person. We find in Parsha Shalach, Vayipo Moshe v'Aaron al Paneihem. When the rebellion of the Rabbim starts, Moshe and Aaron fall. Yeshua ben Nun, Kalev ben Yefunim, and that Torah Messiah, that's Kalev ben Yefunim. Yeshua and Kalev, Rish Kriya. The question is, why does it say Yeshua ben Nun, Kalev ben Yefunim, Mina Torah Messiah? They should just say who they are. We know they're Torah Messiah. So why is it that after by them, it said, after here it says, Mina Torah Messiah? Why is that something of important significance in the passage? Rav Shlomo Kluger says something extraordinary. He says, and Moshe and Aaron, Kalev and Yefunim were standing there and watching the rebellion. Yeshua and Kalev understood better what happened. They ripped Kriya. A person rips Kriya after the death of a loved one. Le'aleinu. Ripping Kriya is when you realize it's over. Kalev and Yeshua chapped. They understood. And Moshe and Aaron didn't. What do you mean? How could it be? Moshe and Aaron were greater than Kalev and Yeshua. Why did Kalev and Yeshua recognize something that they didn't? And for Shlomo Kluger, Min HaTorah Mesoris, the Pasuk is saying, Yeshua ben Nun v'Kalev ben Yefunah, Min HaTorah Mesoris, they stepped into Eretz Yisrael. Avira de'ara machim, the avir of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wiser. Chad minan kisolik lahasam adav ketrei minayu, the Gemara Ksumas Ayinei says, that one person from Chutz Laaretz who stays in Eretz Yisrael has the wisdom of two in Chutz La'aretz. What do we learn from Rav Shlomo Kluger? That even visiting Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua and Kalev were in Eretz Yisrael for 40 days. And they were zeichet to a darga that on their level was higher than the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, on their level of this hachkama, this hakima, that they were on a higher level. I once read that two people once came to talk to the Malbim. One was in Eretz Yisrael, Diki Yid, and one from Chutz La'aretz. The Malbim allowed the Eretz Yisrael Diki Yid to go first. The second one was upset. He said, I'm more chashuv than him. Why is he going ahead of me? Halacha says, a chacham tvei has kedima. The Malbim answered, limdai anashim koshali. To measure people, I can't measure who's greater. But there's Rashi Yodana. But I know a Rashi. It says, ala posik ala no agagul mahapura aspirish Rashi. The Har Pras is called the Har Agadol because it's attached to Eretz Yisrael. Something attached to Eretz Yisrael is greater, even if it's not greater. These are little appreciations we have to have. We talk about having the schus of going to Eretz Yisrael. We have to weep. We have to weep and feel the schus of going to Eretz Yisrael, something that a day or 2 days ago people couldn't dream of. And when we go there, we have to make the most of it. Let me end with one additional part on the parasha. After the Aseret HaDibros, the pasuk says, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosaf, that the Aseret HaDibros was a great voice, V'lo Yosaf. What does Yosaf mean? So Rashi brings two pshatim. One pshat is, it didn't stop. Kol Echazek V'kayim La'olam, the Kol of the Aseret HaDibros is in the world forever. Rashi brings another pshat. For lo yasaf, it never happened again. The word yasaf is a word that could have opposite meanings. In English, this is called a contronym. A contronym is a word that can be used in two opposite ways. For example, in English, when you say to trim something, to trim could be to remove the edges, and to trim could mean to decorate the edges, or to clip something. To clip can mean to attach, and to clip can mean to detach. They have opposite meanings. That's called a contronym. And Lashon Kodesh, there are many contronyms, and we know there are no true synonyms in Lashon Kodesh. If there is a contronym, there's a Muslim message. So there are many contronyms. The word yosaf is one which could mean, well, yosaf could mean to end, and yosaf could mean to continue. Incredible. For example, when Yehuda and Tamar at the end, recognize that these are their children. It says, V'layosaf oigledaita. In Parshas Vayeshev, V'layosaf oigledaita, to pshatim. Either Yehuda ended his relationship with Tamar, or he continued his relationship, opposite meanings. But when Yosef HaTzadik is born, Tumshatim, either Yosef Li Hashem Ben Acher, Yosef means to add, or Asaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asaf Hashem Ischer Parsi, Asaf that means to end. So to mean to end, it can mean to continue. Here too, Kol Badal V'Lay Yosef, shot number one in Rashi, life plus fuck, it didn't end. Shot number two, Lo Yosef, it didn't continue. Opposite meanings. So Yosef is a contronym, it's used both ways. What is the Muslim message of it? It's obvious. In life, in the Kashmiristic world, in the world we live in, when we add to something, we're coming closer to the end. As we add years to our lives, we're being Yosef, but we're getting close to that Asifa, Yosef El Amov. A person makes money, it's great to make money, but you're coming closer to the last dollar you could make. Everything a person takes in is coming closer to the end. It's a Musa Haskel. There's only one thing that continues, and that's Avedis Hashem and Elam Abba. Everything in this world has an Asifa, has an end, has, as you add, has an appreciation that you're getting closer to the end. And with this thought, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a Hergish of Shabbos, Nachamu, of the closeness of the Barei Olam. I hope next week I'm here to speak to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh. A good Shabbos.